Marshall, it is an absolute joy to meet you here at HR Tech in Las Vegas. I'm already charmed by you and excited by your background and what you've told me about the company. And I'd love to hear your background more so and about your company and introduce yourself, please.
Thank you, Heather Dean.
Yeah.
It's an absolute pleasure to talk to you this afternoon.
Thank you.
And of course, I'm from Dallas, Texas. And I was talking to Mike and he said that you guys were from the ATL.
Yes.
So we're not going to do a lot of cowboy talk this afternoon because we're not doing that well. And so, but I'm happy to be here.
So what else is new?
Oh my God, I love this.
I think I walk right into that one. But at any rate, I'm just glad to be here at HR Tech.
Yeah.
Company I'm with is WorkShield. And WorkShield is a third-party investigative service based out of Dallas, the downtown area. And our CEO, Jared Pope, he is a brilliant mind, and he was a general counsel there for the last decade or so and investigating cases. And so after some time, when the Me Too movement hit about 6 years ago, he said, what if I can take the onus off of an internal investigation at these companies and turn it into a third-party investigation? And he said, what if we can allow the workplace employees' voices to be heard freely with an unbiased investigation? Because the national statistic says that about 75% of employees will not report workplace misconduct, harassment, discrimination, bullying, and so forth.
So
they just hold it in. And then eventually what happens...
For fear of repercussion.
For fear of retaliation, that's right. I won't get the promotion. I won't get the raise. You know, and so...
It'll be awkward. People whisper about me, whatever, all these different things.
That's
yes.
right. And they fear, so they hold on to the situation and they suffer through it. And then eventually the toxicity rises and explodes and then it goes to litigation. Ugh. And now the company CEO has to write a big check to defend, which is typically on average $160,000.
Wow.
And so that's where WorkShield comes in to alleviate all of that. So we're like TNT, we like drama. And so when we talk to HR directors, we're like, hey, we know that 61% of companies, they have drama. Everyone has drama. Where people right. come together, there's drama. And so we're like Jerry Maguire, let us help you. And so
yes.
we're an extension of the HR department. So we come in and say, hey, what if we can free you up, HR, of 61% of your time, and then now you can take care of 9,000 other things that you have to do. Yeah.
That's so
and then we'll handle the drama. And that has gone over well in the state of Texas and abroad so far. And so for $3 per employee per month, that's a flat rate for our service, for our URL portal, software, web application.
Is there a minimum size company that you normally would work for?
That's a great question. We have the ability to work with very, very large companies.
Mm-hmm. Right, because that's how the scale works. If for only $3 an employee,
yeah.
you're looking for the larger companies, I would think.
Exactly. Yeah. So in the larger companies, like we handle Omni Hotels. That's one of our clients.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and they would get a price break. We call those marquee clients.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but if we have a company the size of, say, 400 employees, you know, it's $1,200 a month, unlimited attorney hours, attorney-client privilege to represent and let voices be heard freely without fear of retaliation.
Love that. That's
and so,
so empowering.
It's a win-win for the company reputation. It's a win-win for affirmative defense where a company can't be taken to litigation because they provided an administrative remedy. And then third, HR is freed up where they can help the company become more innovative and move their priorities forward to make improvements in the city. So I specifically handle the government side of it, municipalities. I'll talk to anybody, but specifically it's been working for me in the government space. So it's been a delight. So I'm here at the HR Tech Conference. And this
brilliant move.
Oh my gosh, this is
awesome.
This is an amazing conference. I've been on this side of the floor. I mean, it's so huge.
So huge.
And I've been on this side of the floor for 3 hours and 4 hours, and I haven't even talked to everybody
yet. I agree.
I haven't even touched it. So.
You can't.
It's
three
so
days,
much
three
fun.
Days is not enough.
I know. But it's great. I've enjoyed it and glad to meet you guys. You're great.
So nice to meet you.
Heather Dean. I love that name.
Oh, my God. You're so awesome.
Sounds famous.
So you have a background in, what is your background? Is it, I know it's sports and I know it's a lot of great things, but tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah. Well, I'm a native of Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, awesome.
And I played football in high school and I got a scholarship and I was recruited by a famous ESPN commentator. His name is Lee Corso.
I know that name.
Yeah, Lee Corso. He's the guy that ESPN Game Day puts those little mascot heads on. And so he came to my school and got me out of class and had a meeting set with my parents. And he said, hey, you're my number one recruit. I want you to be my quarterback at Northern Illinois. That was back in, gosh, I'm about to share my age. Back in 1984.
Yeah.
And so I was his number one recruit, and I ended up being a starting quarterback at Northern Illinois for 4 years.
Congratulations.
And yes, thank you. And then, of course, he left and went to the Orlando Renegades in the USFL at that time. And now from there, he went to ESPN. But and then, of course, at Northern Illinois, I majored in economics. And I had my shot in the NFL as a receiver and a running back, but an injury prevented me. And so I went into business, and so here I am in technology, business development, and I love dealing with all the folks everywhere I travel.
Oh, I know you kill it with the people. Your demeanor, your personality, your whole, you know, package is what people love, you know, chatting with you and speaking with you and thinking about other workforce solutions than what they've got.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the kind words.
Yeah.
I love people.
I can tell. And I do too.
That's beautiful. I love helping people.
Yeah.
And I love communicating with people. And that part has been fun. Our CEO's wife told me, she said, your superpower is dealing with people.
Yeah.
And I had to sit back and think about that. And I'm like, I do love people. And so thank you very much.
Absolutely. So how does one get started? You know, a company, they hear about you. How do they get started with you all if they wanted to work with you?
They can actually go to our website, workshield.com.
Nice.
And they can also book a demo. I can give them a live demo.
Great.
Marshall Taylor. You'll see on our website, it'll give a phone number as well. You can call that phone number. Or you can send me an email, Marshall with two L's, dot Taylor, as in Taylor Swift.
Love it.
Marshall.Taylor@workshield.com.
So y'all work all over the globe, you said, all over the country, so it can be anywhere. It's just, you know, setting up that demo, getting to know you and the team, and then going from there.
Yes, we're a global company. We're growing rapidly. The notoriety is sweeping across the country. We're the only ones that provide this service. So we don't have to go through a bidding process. From a software standpoint, we don't have to do any integrations. We cut technology out of it.
Exactly.
So each of our clients receive their own custom URL or web application. And so it was really easy to get going and onboard with our company. We onboarded a famous food chain, True Food Kitchen.
Yes.
They have about 3,000 employees. We onboarded them in less than a week.
Congratulations. So
Thank you.
Can do onboarding and other tasks and other deliverables as well.
Yes. And I'm glad you asked that question, because HR directors typically don't want to take on extra projects because they're already swamped. But to work with WorkShield, we do all the work when it comes to onboarding. So the only thing HR has to do is answer questions for about 10 minutes so that we can understand their specifications on how they need to be set up.
This is excellent. This is wonderful for us to know and think about as we talk with small and growing business owners too. And I think you probably have a great presence in Atlanta, and there's a couple of great conferences there and in New York City. So we can talk further about that, because we would love for you to work alongside us and join us.
I would love to go to the ATL.
Yes, and, it's a good marketplace.
It is.
Wear your Cowboys gear.
I'll think about that.
Yeah. And when you do come to the ATL, we'll do another session like this with Mike. He's got an awesome studio outside of Metro Atlanta, so we can do another session.
Well, the problem is one of our hosts is a former Atlanta Falcon.
Oh, wow.
So he might not like Marshall.
So let me throw in something here that might make everything mellow out, and we'll all be happy. We had a famous running back from Northern Illinois that played for the Atlanta Falcons, and he scored many touchdowns for you guys. and his name is Michael Berner Turner. I don't know if you remember him.
Oh yeah.
So he's from Northern Illinois, and he was a friend of mine through those years. I've lost contact with him, but you know, we've got something to relate to there.
I love it.
How old is Michael Turner, by the way? I'm thinking he and our guy Harper might have been on the same Falcons team.
Oh,
could have possibly
cool.
been. I would imagine he's got to be in his late 30s right now.
Okay,
Michael Turner. So
this is awesome.
Yep.
Anything that you'd love the world to know about WorkShield or about what you're thinking of for 2025, the other deliverables that you do offer?
We just want the world to know that we want to make improvements at WorkShield, and we care about people. We love people, and we want our population to have their voices be heard freely.
Yes.
Without fear of any type of repercussions. I like that word Mike used. And
sure.
Or retaliation. It's a part of the Me Too movement. It's like, hey, you have a voice. Use your voice, and,
yes.
and you should be able to be heard.
Definitely. And it can be done respectfully, and it can be done very agilely and making a good business impact for a lot of these business leaders.
Well stated.
So,
exactly.
Thank you.
And you mentioned the website earlier. Give it one
yes.
more time.
Yes,
yes. Our website is workshield.com, www.workshield.com. And on that website, you can book a demo with Marshall Taylor. And
yes.
you can even hit me on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Marshall Taylor the Second. That's my suffix. Marshall
That's
Taylor
awesome.
The Second. And then you can book a demo right from my LinkedIn application.
Phenomenal. Mike, any other good words or thoughts on your end?
Trying to be nice to Marshall? No. Actually, congratulations on the success
yes.
and continued success with the company as well.
That's awesome, Mike. Thank you very much. And I do have a question for you before we go. If I decide to wear my cowboy gear to ATL, and if I talk a little trash, you're not going to get offended?
You'll be welcome with open arms.
You're not going to report me in an incident?
No, because you know what? Just like the Dallas Cowboys, Atlanta Falcons fans, we have no room to talk. What have we done lately?
Yes, indeed.
Mm.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having
Marshall.
Me. Heather Dean.
So great
I like saying
to
it. Heather
you.
Dean.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
It's awesome
and
to know you.
Mike, it was a pleasure.